Thanks for joining me for another 3-Minute English. I'm surprised that we've already reached episode 28.
Huh?
Time flies. Well, time seems like it flies. Last week, we talked about things that fly. But this week, I want to talk about that other word, seems. How do we use this word? And how can you use it better? I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. Well, the word seem is a verb, but it is a strange one, because it doesn't mean any particular action. What does it mean, then? Well, to seem implies that something has or gives off a specific appearance or feeling that people might notice about it. For example, the cookies seemed hot.
Ouch.
Well, that means I don't know if the cookies are hot or not, but they appear hot to me. So we use seem when we want to say something is giving us an impression. Well, let's look at that sentence again. The cookies seemed hot. So the cookies are the subject of the sentence, but they are the object of my observation. So this verb is acting like a passive structure. That is to say, the object of the observation is the subject of the sentence. Okay, but it's my observation, so where am I in this sentence? The cookies seemed hot. Well, nowhere. The verb implies that this is my observation, unless I point out that it was the observation of somebody else. How can I do that? Well, I could say, the cookies seemed hot to her. That means she observed that the cookies were probably hot. The observation was hers, even though she is the object of the sentence. So, seem acts like a passive structure, and the subject of the action is often not in the sentence.
Huh?
But there's another fact about seem. Because the subject is implied, not mentioned, it tends to be used as a very personal verb. We don't apply it generally, and we can't use it in the passive form. We cannot say, it is seemed that global warming is a problem. I have to say, it is believed that global warming is a problem, or it is thought that global warming is a problem.
Whoa!
This implies that many people believe or think it. But it is seemed cannot be used to create the same meaning. We can say, it would seem that global warming is a problem. But in this sentence, we are using a conditional form of will, would. So, this sentence still implies that it seems like a problem to me. The nuance here is that this is a new observation for me. Before, I had a different idea, but now it would seem that my old idea was incorrect. So, be careful of the verb seem. It can be a tricky one to use correctly, but it sure is a useful word when you use it right. Remember, never to put seem in the passive sentence, because it is already passive. Try to use would seem in certain situations too, if you can. Your English is going to sound better. If you have any questions I can answer on 3-Minute English, please go to our comments and questions page at ventureenglish.com and leave a comment. Or you can email me at paul@ventureenglish.com. I would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. I'm Paul Preston. This has been 3-Minute English.